Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Cook This Book Techniques, The Teach and Recipes to Repeat by Molly Baz is a modern technique-forward cookbook built for home cooks who want food that tastes bold and contemporary, while also learning the how and why behind salad cooking. Rather than presenting recipes as isolated one-offs, the book is structured to build confidence through repeatable methods, how to season well, how to manage heat, how to balance richness with acid, and how to set yourself up for success before you even turn on the stove. It includes a broad range of approachable recipes across everyday categories like salads, pastas and noodles, chicken and seafood, soups and snacks, with an emphasis on strong flavor and efficiency. A distinctive feature is the use of QR codes that link to short technique videos, which helps readers who learn best by watching and lowers the intimidation factor of new skills. The tone is casual and energetic, aiming to make cooking feel doable and fun. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, technique is the main ingredient. The central premise of the book is that good cooking is learnable, and that technique matters more than perfect rule following. Recipes are written to teach, not just to deliver a finished dish, so the reader repeatedly practices core moves that transfer across cuisines and weeknight situations. That means learning how to drive flavor through browning, how to build a sauce from pan drippings, how to use the oven strategically, and how to pay attention to sensory cues like smell, sound, and visual color change. This approach reframes mistakes as feedback. If something tastes flat, you adjust seasoning and acid. If texture is off, you revisit heat and timing. The result is a cookbook that functions like a skills course, but without feeling like a textbook. For beginners, the benefit is reduced anxiety because the book anticipates common questions and points out what to look for. For intermediate cooks, the benefit is refinement and consistency, since familiar recipes become practice grounds for better judgment and more confident improvisation. Secondly, the flavor toolkit, salt, acid, fat, and heat. A recurring theme is that great food comes from intentional seasoning and balance. The book repeatedly highlights salt, not as a finishing flourish, but as a tool used throughout cooking to bring ingredients into focus. Alongside salt, acid plays a major role in keeping rich food lively and in making simple dishes taste complete. Readers are encouraged to think in terms of contrast. Fatty or creamy components benefit from brightness, and deeply browned flavors often need a final lift to avoid heaviness. Heat control is treated as part of flavor building, because browning and reduction concentrate taste, while gentle cooking preserves tenderness. This focus on principles explains why many recipes feel repeatable once you understand the roles that salinity, acidity, and richness are playing. You can swap ingredients based on what you have without losing the point of the dish. Over time, the reader learns to taste actively and adjust, which is one of the clearest pathways from following recipes to cooking independently. Thirdly, a modern pantry and flexible ingredient choices. Cook This Book reflects a contemporary home cooking sensibility: big flavor, smart shortcuts, and ingredients that pull more weight than their effort suggests. Instead of requiring rare specialty items, the book tends to rely on accessible staples and a handful of high-impact additions that can transform basics. Readers see how pantry items, preserved ingredients, and bold seasonings can create depth quickly, which is especially helpful for weeknight cooking. The recipes also model substitution logic, where the underlying technique stays stable even if the specific protein, vegetable, or noodle changes. This is part of the improvisation goal, learning which ingredients are structural and which are flexible. Some readers note a strong personal flavor signature, with frequent appearances of punchy, savory components and assertive aromatics, which can be a plus for cooks who crave vibrant food but may require minor adjustments for more delicate palates. Overall, the pantry emphasis supports cooking more often by making it easier to shop once and cook multiple times. Fourthly, prep, time management, and cooking efficiency beyond flavor. The book is designed to help home cooks get faster and calmer in the kitchen. Many recipes are organized in a way that encourages smart sequencing: what to chop first, what can cook while you prepare another component, and how to avoid last-minute chaos. This is an underrated skill because even simple food can feel difficult when timing is unclear. By repeatedly seeing efficient workflows, readers internalize habits like reading ahead, staging ingredients, and using downtime to clean or prep the next step. Efficiency is also supported by techniques that maximize payoff, such as using high heat for quick browning, building sauces from concentrated bases, and choosing methods that suit the ingredient rather than forcing complexity. The outcome is not just shorter cooking times, but fewer errors, because well-planned order of operations reduces overcooking and forgotten steps. For people who love the idea of cooking but struggle with the process, this focus on setup and rhythm can be the difference between occasional projects and sustainable, regular home meals. Lastly, learning by watching QR code technique videos, One of the book's most distinctive features is its integration of QR codes that link to short videos demonstrating techniques. This format recognizes a real barrier for many home cooks. Written instructions can be clear yet still leave uncertainty about what a texture, color, or consistency should look like in practice. By showing core actions on screen, the videos reduce ambiguity around steps like browning, emulsifying, or judging doneness, and they can make unfamiliar tools and processes feel approachable. The videos also support different learning styles and help readers build confidence more quickly, especially when attempting techniques they have avoided in the past. Importantly, the QR codes are not just novelty, they reinforce the book's teaching mission by turning the cookbook into a hybrid of print instruction and guided demonstration. In a category crowded with recipe collections, this educational layer helps the book function as a practical cooking coach. It also makes the learning experience feel more personal and interactive, which aligns with the lively tone and modern design sensibility that many reviewers highlight. In conclusion, Cook This Book is best for home cooks who care about flavor but want their skills to catch up to their appetite. Beginners will appreciate that it is designed to answer common questions in the moment and to make intimidating techniques feel doable, especially with the option to watch short demonstrations. Intermediate cooks who already follow recipes comfortably can benefit from the emphasis on repeatable principles, better seasoning habits, smarter heat management, and a clearer understanding of how to balance richness and brightness so food tastes finished. The practical payoff is tangible: improved confidence, more consistent results, and the ability to improvise when ingredients or time are limited. In a crowded cookbook landscape, the book stands out because it is not only a collection of appealing dishes, but also a structured learning tool that keeps pulling the reader toward independence. The lively, informal voice and strong visual presentation can make the process feel less like homework and more like an invitation to cook often. For readers who want a modern foundational cookbook that teaches skills alongside craveable recipes, it offers a distinctive blend of instruction, personality, and usability. If you would like to support Molly Baz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.